Your thoughts on the draft clean-up notice?
Oh, well, it's about time, isn't it? It's remarkable, though. It's taken national exposure through a national campaign led by the Australian, together with the Greens threatening the EPA to call for the papers relating to their failed prosecution, for them to actually make this move. Why has it taken 6.5 years?
You know, we're 4 years down the road from when the alleged jumping took place. I mean, how effective will a clean-up be now?
Well, one thing we can say for sure is it would have been more effective 4.5 years ago. But this has been dumping for many years. This has accumulated waste over many years. And the EPA, as you noted in your introduction, should have been aware that this has been banned for the better part of 15 years internationally. And they only became aware of it some 6 years ago. So we still say there are a great many unanswered questions for the slovenly behaviour of the EPA, and we'll still be pressing for the call for papers to get to the bottom of it.
Mm. Will you be running some sort of campaign?
Well, absolutely. We'll be running a campaign to get the Hastings River actually cleaned up. People who have their living dependent upon a clean waterway, or even their leisure dependent on a clean waterway, want to know why it was that they failed to take action. Yes, it's good they're finally taking some action now, but they won't be comforted unless they know their state authorities have in place proper processes to do it right next time.
What are your thoughts? Why wasn't action taken earlier?
Lord knows. Lord knows. The only reason I can see they've taken action now is because of the public campaign directing them effectively to take action. And that's what the call for papers is all about.
Mm. Yeah, you're talking about the controversial issue because Roy Workshot apparently intervened in the investigation back in 2006. What are your thoughts on his role in the investigation?
Well, look, I don't know anything about what he said in his meetings or what interaction he had. But for myself, a local member intervening and trying to get this thing sorted out in 2006 is probably what a local member should be doing. This should have been sorted out in 2006. But I don't know the extent of Oakeshott's involvement. I have no reason to think he did anything other than what a local member should do.
Mm-hmm.
The question shouldn't be directed to Oakeshott. The question should be directed to the Environmental Protection Authority, whose very purpose is to clean this up.
Okay. You'd also like to see someone take responsibility for this. Would you like to see Burden prosecuted, for instance?
Well, that's part of what we want to get the call for papers for. We want to see the papers that were before the EPA when they decided to drop the prosecution in 2008 against Burden. The problem may well be that the state is now time barred. They're out of time to prosecute Burden because the dumping was so long ago.
Okay, so how effective, how much confidence do you have in the EPA that this clean-up, you know, will be effective?
Well, look, I have about as much confidence as the people who live on the banks of the Hastings River have at this stage. The proof will be in the pudding. There's 7 days to start work on the notice. It's a very toxic chemical. It's very expensive to clean up. And my real concern is, rather than face the belated cost of cleaning it up, we might see yet another corporate entity fold and the community left to carry the can.
Mm-hmm. David, thanks for being on the show this morning. Appreciate your time.
No, it's a pleasure. Thanks.
David Shoebridge, Greens MLC, joining us here on ABC Mid-North Coast. To Port Macquarie Hastings Council now, the Administrator Gary Payne. Good morning.
Good morning, Fiona.
Council has agreed to accept the waste from the clean-up. We've just heard David Shoebridge there saying that it's going to be a very expensive process. Do you have any idea on how much it will cost or how difficult a process it'll be to clean this up?
No, I don't. I mean, the cost will be met by burdens. Just in relation to the storage of the material, we will only agree to store it subject to approval through DEC. So, I mean, I've made it very clear from day one that if I need to be satisfied that there is no risk to public health or the environment before we store it. There are two issues at play here. One is the remediation of the site, which you've just been speaking about, and secondly, is the storage of the material. There's not 6 to 10,000 tonnes of the material. It's actually embedded in the sand. That's the issue. So you will be storing in the order of 6 to 10,000 if approved by DEC.
Okay, so how will you be storing it? But you'll be storing the contaminated sand in barrels?
Basically, they call it in a cell. I don't understand the technicalities of it, but it's in a sealed cell, and that needs to be endorsed by DEC before we proceed.
Okay. How far down that process are you, having it being endorsed by DEC?
Well, I at a council meeting in December 2009, I agreed to enter into negotiations with deck of burdens to store this material. That's still yet to be finalised.
It was concerning hearing Greens MLC David Shoebridge say that if this company folds because it is such an expensive clean-up process, that the local community will end up having to foot the bill. I mean, what are the chances of that happening?
Look, I don't know. That's in the future. I mean, there's no doubt that it needs to be cleaned up. By the way, it's not right to say that the national newspaper campaign actually led to this this action. This has been going on for some time, and I know that DEC have been negotiating with Burdens to come to a reasonable solution to the remediation of the sediment.
Has council been involved in that?
Only on the sidelines. I mean, we're not the regulatory authority for this, but we have been doing some water testing at the surface level. We've been doing some bore water testing, and we're still getting some results back from those things. But, I mean, the issue is really the bed of the river, the sediment. But we are not the regulatory authority for this.
Sure. You said that you've been doing some water testing. What other measures are in place which councils do to monitor the waterways to make sure that businesses along the banks aren't doing what this company has been alleged of doing?
Oh, look, we do some testing whenever we've got some concerns or just at random. In this case, we knew there was an issue there. As I say, we've been testing the surface water. I think we're reasonably confident at the surface level that there's not an issue. But I need to confirm that with the results of the examination. But it's we will do what we need to do. But as I say, we can only go so far. We can do the tests and raise the issues, and we do that with DEC.
You say you're testing the water, or are you testing the banks?
Testing the surface water.
The surface water. So, but if the contamination is in the sand?
Well, I mean, DEC's doing that testing.
Okay.
So we're just being doubly cautious, I suppose.
Mm-hmm. What is your biggest concern about this burden group and the clean-up order?
Well, look, I think what you said earlier, it's going to be a very expensive exercise. Burdens are a major employer in town. Now, that's not to say that we should compromise health and safety and the environment for that, but we need to be very, very sensible. And I'm sure DEC is doing that in their negotiations with Burdens, who, as I say, a major employer, major contributor to the economic development of the region.
You wouldn't like to see this company go down?
No, I'd like to see the problem resolved. Of course, I don't want to see the company go down or any company go down.